class up and say, "Girl, I'm gonna come up for reading." But you guys are just
I didn't know that. I thought you wanted more time. I'm sorry.
Well, you could have told us the options. Everyone does the exact same thing. Like,
I tried to give you some rope. I understand.
Thursday, she says, "Okay, let's go to ask. Can we have a treat?" No, you already had one. I'm like, "Well, you could have told me."
I understand. And I think she does that too. She told me about that. I know. We're learning that you want to know your options and make choices. I get that. That's fair. I will give you that next time. I'm sorry I didn't this time.
I would just have to come up and go read.
Because you love your daddy and your time, your special time with
him. No, it's because we are watching the next
What the heck? That was an opportunity for you to say yes.
Well, I do love it here, but...
Once upon a time, there was a balloon. A red balloon named Agnes. Agnes was the only red balloon in the whole bunch. There were white balloons, there were purple balloons, green, yellow.
Even turquoise. Even booger green.
So many other colors, but no one was a single color. Everybody had a brother or sister that looked just like them. But it didn't really matter. They were all really good friends, and they all hung out in the bunch every day. They lived at the fun park, tied to the balloon cart, and they would play in the sun and bounce around and blow in the wind and giggle and laugh and have so much fun. So you can imagine how freaked out Agnes was the day that a little kid came up to the balloon man and said, "I want the red one." What? Said Agnes. No one ever buys balloons. They're just pretty. Stuck on the cart. Buy like a snow cone or something, or a glow stick. But nope. Kid wanted the red balloon. That was Agnes. So the man untied her. Tied him to the little kid's wrist. Tied her to the little kid's wrist. And off the kid went. Agnes was terrified. She looked back at her friends and they all looked at her and said, "Agnes, no!" And she said, "Guys, save me!" But what could they do? They just watched her go. Anyways, the kid walked around the fun park for a little while. And then he decided he wanted to go on a roller coaster. So he lined up for the roller coaster. The balloon tied to his wrist.
You said it was a little girl.
A little girl.
With braids, you said?
With braids. And when the kid got to the front of the line, the guy at the roller coaster said, "I can't take a balloon on here." And the kid said, "All right." Untied Agnes and let her fly in the air. Agnes was terrified. She had never been that high. It's so cold up there, and it's so windy. She was blowing and flying. She was looking over the whole park. She saw her friends, and she squealed, "Fellas, hey, guys, it's me." And they all looked up and said, "Look, there's Agnes. Oh, no, she's flying away." All at once, every single balloon didn't even think twice. They wiggled their toes and they untied their strings and they flew up after Agnes. The wind was blowing strong and it blew them all together in a bunch towards Agnes. So they all flew and Agnes tried to fight the wind, but she had no power over it. But eventually, her friends caught up to her, and they all tied themselves together in one big bunch again, just like they belonged. but they flew and they wiggled and they waggled all over the place in the wind up in the sky and the clouds. They were so freaked out. Agnes said, "Thank you for coming to save me. What's the plan now?" And they said, "We didn't have a plan. We just knew we had to get you. We knew we had to be together." So then everyone was freaked out. They couldn't figure out what to do. They were blowing aimlessly in the wind. They had no power whatsoever. Until finally the wind died down. But they had blown so, so far up into the mountains. Into a forest. And they blew and they blew. And they hooked on a tree branch. They hooked real good. And they tied themselves on tight. And they said, "This will be our new home." And so they stayed. Happily ever after. The whole balloon gang. Left alone. In the middle of a forest on a mountain. Where no one would see them. No one would take them apart. They could be friends together forever.